KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a partly cloudy sky at 64 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, a judge has decided the trials won't be moved out of Polk County for the adoptive parents of a West Des Moines teenager who officials say was starved to death. Court records say Judge Karen Romano ruled Monday that Nicole Finn and Joseph Finn II have not sufficiently shown that pretrial publicity has ruined any chance for fair trials in Polk County. Nicole Finn is charged with murder and other charges in the death of 16-year-old Natalie Finn. Her trial is scheduled to begin October 23rd. Joseph Finn II is charged with kidnapping, neglect or abandonment, and child endangerment. His trial is set to begin November 27th. The judge says that she'll reconsider her ruling if it becomes apparent that further pretrial publicity will prevent fair Polk County trials for both. Well, four people were arrested on separate Union County warrants Tuesday. The Creston Police Department reports 24-year-old Rebecca Holbrook of Lenox, who is being held in the Ringgold County Jail, was served with two Union County warrants charging her with unauthorized use of a credit card under $2,000 and first offense trespassing. Holbrook remains in the Ringgold County Jail on $7,300 bond. 24-year-old Kevin Davis of Creston was arrested at around 5:50 p.m. Tuesday on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on a possession of controlled substance first offense charge. Davis was also charged with possession of controlled substance at the time of his arrest. His bond was set at $1,000. Arrested at around 11:10 a.m. Tuesday in Creston was 45-year-old Jason Miller of Creston. Miller was arrested on a Union County warrant for a controlled substance violation. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And 54-year-old Timothy Fechter of Creston was arrested at around 10:20 a.m. Tuesday at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of parole related to previous charges of attempted burglary second degree and burglary in a third degree. Fechter remains held in the Union County Jail without bond. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer yesterday said there were two recent arrests. Last Saturday, 30-year-old Aaron Lee Inkin of Ottoman was arrested for trespassing and public intoxication, third or subsequent offense. Inkin was transported to the Ottoman County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. And last Friday, 31-year-old Troy Donald Marasco of Missouri Valley was arrested for driving while suspended. Marasco was subsequently released on a promise to appear in court. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday they're seeking information on a white Chevy extended cab pickup with lettering on the passenger rear side window. The vehicle's driver may have information with regard to the July 21st robbery of the Rolling Hills Bank in Casey. The vehicle was seen in front of the bank at around the time of the robbery. Anyone with information on the incident should call the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office at 641-747-2214. You can view a picture of the similar pickup make and model, not the actual truck, on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. An investigation into the burglary of an auto parts store in Sac City has resulted in the arrest of two Central Iowa men. Sac City Police Department says 33-year-old Eric Kuhn and 37-year-old Rocco Viola, both of Des Moines, will face felony burglary and a third-degree charges. Authorities said the men were delivering supplies to the CarQuest auto parts store in Sac City. After they dropped off the supplies, they allegedly went to the front of the store and stole several items. The incident happened July the 10th at around 3:20 a.m. A verbal domestic disturbance early Thursday morning, or Tuesday morning, that is, in Underwood, resulted in the arrest of a man on three warrants. The Pot County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a deputy on uniform patrol was called to an apartment in the 300 block of 3rd Street in Underwood at around 1:40 a.m. Tuesday for a reported verbal disturbance. Upon arrival, the deputy spoke with a woman who said that she and her husband had been arguing and there was no physical contact. The deputy located the husband in a bedroom hiding behind the door. Following a records check, 28-year-old Jordan Cannon Moore of Underwood was taken into custody without incident on two California warrants and one out of Nebraska. Each of the warrants charged Moore with being a fugitive from justice. Authorities say a man who tried to deposit what he presented as a $1 million bill has been charged with drug possession in Iowa. A criminal complaint says Sioux City police officers were called to a Northwest Bank branch on Thursday to talk to a man who tried to deposit the bill into his account. Officers asked 33-year-old Dennis Strickland whether he had any more of the bills, and then a baggie fell out when he emptied a pocket. The complaint says the baggie contained methamphetamine. The U.S. Treasury Department says it has never produced a $1 million bill. Iowa court records say Strickland is scheduled to be back in court on Monday. An officer for a contractor has admitted falsifying and submitting invoices that resulted in nearly $808,000 in overcharges to the Iowa Department of Transportation. Federal prosecutors said Jenna Wilson of Sergeant Bluff pleaded guilty Monday in U.S. District Court in Sioux City. Her sentencing date has not yet been scheduled. Court records say Wilson raised the per-unit price on expanded polystyrene fill that's used in the 2016 reconstruction of the Interstate 29 interchange at Salix. The polystyrene fill was properly invoiced by its original supplier. And the Iowa Department of Transportation says it will hold a public hearing next Tuesday, August 15th, from 5 until 7 p.m. in Council Bluffs to discuss the proposed improvements of the I-29, I-480, West Broadway interchange area in Council Bluffs, from just north of the Union Pacific Railroad crossing to just south of the 25th Street interchange, as well as to gather feedback from the public regarding the completed environmental documentation, alternative or alternatives, and impacts for the proposed improvements. The area also includes the I-29 and I-480 system interchange. A meeting to discuss the specific right-of-way acquisition will be held later this year. Any interested person is invited to attend the hearing at the Council Bluffs Interstate Program Office in the Mall of the Bluffs at 1751 Madison Avenue, Suite 750. Again, that's August the 15th from 5 until 7 p.m. in Council Bluffs. The hearing will be conducted using a combined open forum and formal format. Iowa DOT staff will be available to informally discuss the proposed improvements between 5 and 6 p.m. And following, there will be a formal presentation until 7 p.m. That will include a question and answer session. There will be a 3-minute limit per speaker during that session. Anyone wishing to make a formal presentation will need to note that at the time of their registration, oral and written statements will be accepted during the open forum and formal sessions. And for general information regarding the proposed improvements or the public hearing, you can contact Scott Sewer here in Atlantic. He's the DOT's transportation planner for the 4th District. His phone number is 712-243-3355 or 800-289-4368. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.